Think about the second point.
一代传一代的接力服事。
To continue in the faith from generation to generation.
我们看一章十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
The apostle says, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day.
直到那日是靠着接力赛而能够一代传的一代。
Until that day, that means there's a relay. There is a passing of the baton from generation to the next.
第三章十四节保罗又讲。
Chapter 3, verse 14, there it talks about.
但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，存在心里面。
The apostle says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of.
因此，保罗要叫你跟我一代传一代的，把那真道传下去，是按照接力的方式。
Apostle Paul requires us.That we will pass his faith from generation to continue in it from generation to generation.
保罗也教导我们怎么样去来一代传一代。
There in the Bible, Paul also teaches us how to continue in it.
十三节里面他教导我们。
Verse 13.
你从我听见那纯正话语的规模要常常守着。
What you heard from me keep as the pattern of sound teaching.
有一
faith and love in Christ Jesus.
保罗讲，你要把我传的方式当做一个模式，当做一个榜样，这个叫做规模。
Apostle Paul says to Timothy that what I have given you, I have given you a pattern. You look at the pattern and pass it on accordingly.
什么是保罗的一个规模
？What is the pattern that Paul has given us?
保罗的规模就是选那个可靠的同工来接力。
The pattern that Paul has prescribed is to look and seek for faithful people.
什么样的人是可靠的同工？
Who are the faithful and reliable people?
保罗在第二章第二节到第六节里面用了三个比喻来讲出什么是可靠的同工。
In the second chapter of the same epistle, there Paul gives us three illustrations of what is a reliable and trustworthy person.Co-worker in the gospel.
他讲你们要照我的榜样，在教会里面选这三位的人来传这个接力赛。
Paul says, "This is my pattern. How I have chosen reliable, trustworthy partners of the gospel. There are three illustrations."
第二章第二节到第六节，保罗说也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人，像精兵在场上比武。劳力的农夫，这三个比喻。
Verse 2 of second chapter, and there it says, And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier.
第一种可靠的人是当兵的人。
The first illustration talks about that the trustworthy people, the reliable partners, are those who are trained like
第二章第三节的第四节里面，保罗说：“和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。”
Verse 4 there says, "No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs because he wants to please his commanding officer, that he is not entangled."
保罗讲，当兵的人至少有两个特点。
Here Paul has described the two traits of a good soldier.
第一个，同受苦难，能够受苦的时候，他跟你在一起。
The first trait that hardship, endure hardship, even in hard times, that he is with you.
第二个，在平安的时候，在享乐的时候，他不将事物缠身。
And the second trait is that during the times of peace, in times of comfort, that he is not entangled by civilian affairs.
哎，我觉得这两点好极了，在教会里面看这两点很容易找。
I think it's very meaningful for us as we look into our church life.
你要在一同受苦的时候，同工都跑掉了。
When you face difficulty, the work is all gone.
你要在享乐的时候，这个同工在平安的时候，他关心买房子，关心赚钱，关心去吃饭。
And then in times of comfort, in times of peace, and there your co-workers will go make money, buy houses, and do businesses.
第二个是运动员。
And Paul further illustrates this teaching with a second imagery.
运动员是循规蹈矩的运动侍奉主。
And that is the imagery of an athlete, someone who is trained and disciplined.
第五节里面讲到，人若场上比武非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
If anyone competes as an athlete in verse 5, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules.
运动员的特点就是按规矩。
The particular trait of an athlete is that he competes according to the rules.
按规矩赢比赛得赢。
And he would win his trophy according to the rules.To the rules.
按照规矩接受教练，得到他的智慧跟技能。
And he would train and become and form all kinds of habits according to the rules.
第三个例子，保罗讲是农妇。
The final imagery is that of a farmer.
一想到农妇的时候，我们想到农妇是那殷勤耐心的那种人。
When we think of a farmer, we think of the hard-working farmer.
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食，保罗这样讲。
And Paul has said that the hardworking laborers, they are first to receive the reward.
这三种比喻给了三种特性。
And there we look at three imageries giving us the three special traits.
当兵的人是忠心的 ，faithful.
If you are a soldier, you are faithful.
农夫是有耐心的，随时随地你可以叫他的。下雨的时候，他也要耕种，也要收成，是 available， 是随时能够愿意为生。
If you are a farmer, you're always available, whether rain or shine.
第三种是运动员，是循规蹈矩，而且能够受教的，是 teachable.
If you are an athlete, you are disciplined, you are trained, and you are teachable.
保罗所讲的交托给谁？交托是 fat， 熟龄胖的人。
And here we see.The acronym FAT.
Faithful, available, and teachable.
Faithful, available, teachable.
弟兄姐妹，我们要传给这样可靠的人。
These are the people that we are looking to, and we seek those people so that we can pass the faith on to.
生命的传承不但是一代传一代守住信仰。
The transmission of life is not only from generation to generation that we guard it,
而且是一代传一代接力服侍。
But also from generation to generation, we continue it.
第三方面，保罗。